Are you interested in total joy? Well, there's only one person who can give that to you. We're going to talk about who that is on this episode of the Gary Zemeck Show. Stay tuned. Here we go. Man, I'll tell you what, complete joy. How's that for a topic? Isn't that exciting? We're going to talk about how we can experience complete joy in our lives. Welcome to the program. Glad to be back here with you on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Gary Zemeck. I'll be hanging out right here for the next 30 minutes as we continue our Lenten retreat. You know what's really amazing? Let me get my calendar out here. Today is March the 15th. We've got the rest of this week, okay? Sunday is Palm Sunday. Then we launch into Holy Week. Unbelievable, right? And then we have Easter. So Easter is less than 2 weeks away. But here's what I want to tell you. And next week on Monday, 7 a.m. Eastern time, I'll be on Morning Air on Relevant Radio talking about how to make the most of your Holy Week. Don't think that you wasted your Lent. I don't care how much you slacked off. I don't care how many days of the Lenten radio retreat you missed. I don't care how you feel. It really doesn't matter how you feel. But what does matter is how you make the most of today and the remaining time you have left of Lent, of your life. I mean, that's really the way we need to live our lives. We need to focus on what we can do today. We can't focus on regretting the past because, honestly, the past is gone. We can't do anything with it. So the same goes for Lent. If we wasted Lent, then let's try our best to make the most of what time we have left. And I'll tell you what, if you put your mind to it, and we're going to do that. We're going to work really hard on this. If you put your mind to it, you can still have the best Lent of your life. That's the goal here, and that's what we're going to try to do. The end result should be that we should be able to grow closer to Christ. I mean, that's honestly what we're aiming toward. And it's very possible to do that. So today we'll talk about complete joy. And again, if you want to hear some ideas, Relevant Radio next Monday at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, I'll be talking about that. Tomorrow morning, I'll be on the Sunrise Morning Show for my weekly segment on EWTN Radio. Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. I'll be sharing a Bible verse that will help you to overcome anxiety. So you might want to listen to that as well. And I want to thank you for participating in this retreat. This has been great. And I really hope that you'll be able to keep listening to the program. I don't intend to stop it anytime soon. So God willing, we're going to keep going. We're in our sixth year now of doing this show. And we're going to go back into somewhat of a regular schedule. The themes might change a little bit. I still haven't decided on what we'll do. But I'm still into the Lenten retreat. I don't want to stop doing anything about that yet. So we'll decide what we do going forward. But the daily mass readings will be an important part of the show. And let me just tell you that the first readings in the Easter season are phenomenal because we go through the Acts of the Apostles. If you've been through, if you've been Catholic for any amount of time, you'll realize that, or maybe you forget, or maybe you haven't noticed. But it's really great because we get to hear how the early church behaved and was formed. It's really good. A great insight into the early church. That happens during the Easter season. And we're going to be talking about it right here on the program. I also want to put in a plug for my friends at Mystic Monk, the greatest coffee you will ever drink. Now, unfortunately, I'm out of Mystic Monk coffee. I had to place an order today. So I'll be drinking it on the air soon. Just a reminder that. And I discovered something new today. They have Pascha Java, which is the same flavor as Jingle Bell Java. It's just got an Easter name. Really good coffee. Really great flavor. They also have their Easter Sunrise blend, which is phenomenal. I ordered some of that. And in addition, they have naturally flavored jelly beans. And I have never tried these before. I know they used to have chocolate-covered things, caramels and chocolate-covered coffee beans, but I never saw them selling jelly beans before, so I ordered a bag of those today, too. I'm not going to try to eat those on the air. I made the mistake of doing that once. That didn't work out too well. You can feel free to snack on your jelly beans, though. But just check out the great products from Mystic Monk Coffee. And you can find out more by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com. Today's beverage du jour, I'm going to take a sip of it now. have a nice cup of Maxwell House coffee. So that's what I'm drinking. Hope you have a snack and a beverage and you're ready to get started, because we're going to talk about Jesus. Got some good things to discuss on the program today. Let's begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, we put ourselves into your presence today. We sometimes forget about your constant companionship, that you're always with us, that you're always watching over us, and that you're always ready to lend a hand. Sometimes you do hold back and you wait for us to ask for help. A lot of times we forget to ask for your help. Help us to become more aware of your presence in our life. Help us to always be willing to turn to you when we need help. Help us to be grateful for the many blessings that you've given us. Above all, the blessing of your Son, Jesus, who came to earth to redeem us from our sins. Help those who are sick tonight, Father. Help those who are anxious. Help those who are lonely. Help anyone who is struggling with doubt or despair. Help anyone who is battling addiction, anyone struggling financially. Father, we present to you our own personal needs and problems, whatever they may be. We hand them over to you, and we know that you can take care of them much better than we can. I give you this show. I ask you to take over, speak through me, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and ask for her prayers, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And by the way, this Saturday will be the Solemnity of Saint Joseph. So we're going to be celebrating Saint Joseph in a few days. Keep that in mind. Don't forget to turn to him and ask for his intercession. As a husband and father, Saint Joseph is one of my key intercessors in my life. I turn to him frequently. But I'm glad you're with me today. My name is Gary Zimak. We do this show on Blog Talk Radio every Monday through Friday. Right now, we're in the midst of our Lenten radio retreat. I hope you're enjoying it. Hope you're getting a lot out of the book Rediscover Jesus by Matthew Kelly. And just as a reminder, if you're looking for a good companion book, if you'd like to follow up on this retreat and continue to grow closer to Jesus, I would recommend my book, my latest book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. I think it'll help you very much to grow closer to our Lord. The book's selling well. I've got some great endorsements, and we're going to be promoting the book even more extensively. So hopefully we're going to get even a larger audience for the book. But know that it's out there. If you want to find out more, you can visit my website, followingthetruth.com, and just click on the book page. You find out about Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. But right now, we're talking about Rediscover Jesus. Today's topic, chapter 35, Complete Joy. Only God can give you the joy you want. Think about that for a minute. How many different ways do you pursue joy in your life? Oftentimes, we pursue joy in ways that aren't going to make us too happy, or if they do, it's a happiness that doesn't last. And I'll tell you, this is a hard lesson for many of us to learn because of the fact that the world promises joy in an unrealistic way and in a much different way than our Lord promises joy. Really, according to the world, the only way you can have joy is if you are free from problems, if you live in comfort, if you have a lot of money, if you have success, a lot of friends. Definitely something that is, you know, it's often impossible to attain joy according to the standards of the world. That's why so many people have an obsession, a fascination with the rich and famous, because they appear to have everything that many people want. But I'll tell you, any joy brought by wealth, fame, comfort, whatever, is fleeting. It won't last. And this is a lesson that I've learned in my life, a lesson that I think I'm still learning sometimes, but it's a lesson that we all need to learn. Having a relationship with the Lord can bring us joy, and that is the only joy that will ever last. Only God can give you the joy you want. You want a joy that is lasting and complete, and we do, don't we? We want a joy that is lasting and complete. I just don't want to be happy for an hour. I don't want to be happy for 5 minutes. I don't want to be happy for the day. I want to be happy for the rest of my life. That's what I want. Well, that can only happen with God. This is a beautiful desire. You want lasting joy in a world where so few things seem to last. And you want a joy that is forever, not fleeting moments of pleasure, but a joy that goes on and on with no end. You want complete joy. Now listen, it's not wrong to feel that way. That's a desire, and remember, we discussed desires on the program yesterday. That's a desire that comes from God, this desire for complete and lasting joy. That's okay. We run into problems when we try to fill that desire in ways that are not correct. Okay, you want complete joy. We may be confused about what will bring that complete joy. At different times in our lives, we think that so many things, people, accomplishments, or pleasures will bring us the joy we desire, but they all leave us wanting. The interesting thing is that God wants you to have complete joy. He created you for it. Jesus came so that you can be immersed. You could be immersed in complete joy. John 15:11, I have told you this, that so that my joy might be in you, and your joy might be complete. Is your joy complete? If it isn't, why? And this is a question that we have to ask ourselves. Is your joy complete? If it is not, then why? What is diminishing your joy? Who or what is robbing you of joy? What's standing in the way of the complete joy that Jesus wants for you? How hard are you willing to work for that joy? What are you willing to sacrifice in order to have that complete joy? And are you getting in the way of your own joy? And perhaps the question in all of this, does the gospel offer the best path to this complete joy? If you say no, that's okay. I think you are wrong, but if you honestly feel that way, there is no shortcut. You have to explore why you feel that way. What is the alternate path that is better than the gospel at leading people to the complete joy we desire? And does it have a track record, or is it just something you have imagined that allows you to do whatever you want under the false premise that someday, somewhere, somehow it will lead to complete joy? The gospel has a long track record of leading people to complete joy. I could list 1,000 examples, but the beautiful thing is you can test it for yourself and obtain instant proof. Start to embrace the gospel more. A little more, a lot more, that's up to you. But start to intentionally live the gospel more each day. As you do, pay attention to the joy that increases in you. Pay attention to the clarity you have about what really matters and what doesn't. Pay attention to the stress and anxiety as it diminishes. Pay attention. I think you want what Jesus wants. This is one of the classic discoveries of the spiritual journey. At some point, as we grow in grace and awareness, we discover that we do indeed want what God wants for us, complete joy. The gospel is an invitation to and a blueprint for that complete joy. Now, I think I like the way he presents this, and I think that's really something that can challenge us to better live out the gospel and to see what happens, to see if you get more peace. You know the problem we run into? The problem is that many of the messages sent or given to us in the gospel seem that they're not going to make us happy. They seem that they're going to make us miserable if we follow them, right? That's what it seems like. Take up your cross. He who loses his life for my sake will gain it. The first shall be last. The last shall be first. A lot of the message, love your enemies, a lot of the messages in the gospel don't seem to make sense. How am I going to be joyful? By doing these things. The problem is, and this is the problem is that when we discount the message of the gospel, when we do that, then we lose out on so much that the Lord plans to give us, mainly the gift of joy. Of course it doesn't make sense, because we see things through the eyes of the world. We don't see things through the eyes of the Lord. But if you put it into practice, if you start to embrace the teaching of the gospel, you are going to feel more peaceful. And I think this is a lesson for all of us. I think this is a lesson for all of us. And Lent is a great time to do that, to become more familiar with the gospel and to embrace the message and to put it into practice. And if we do that, and I've seen this in my life, I've got to get better at it, but I've seen it. I've seen it in my life. If we get into it and begin to really put it into practice, we're going to be a lot more peaceful. Today's point to ponder: gratitude is a sure path to joy. Have you ever sat down and come up with a list of 10 things for which you're grateful? Try that tomorrow morning when you wake up. 10 things for which you are grateful. Today's verse to live, Sirach 30:22, a joyful heart is life itself, and rejoicing lengthens one lifespan. Lessens one's lifespan. Question to consider: what really brings you joy? Today's prayer: Jesus, let me get out of the way so you can fill me with complete joy. So think about that tonight. What really brings you joy, or what do you think will bring you joy? A lot of times we're on the wrong track, because the things that we think will bring us joy will not at all bring us joy. All right, so let's keep that in mind. And think about this, though. The Lord wants you to be happy. He wants you to be filled with joy, but he doesn't want it to be fleeting. He wants your joy to be permanent. That's a good thing. Your desire for joy is a noble thing. It comes from God. But just don't make the mistake of pursuing it the wrong way. And if we continue to embrace the gospel, to live out the gospel message, and to get to know Christ better, we're going to have a lot more joy in our lives. Any questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Let's look at today's daily mass readings from the fifth week of Lent. Can't believe it's the fifth week of Lent already. Tuesday, March 15th. The first reading comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. From Mount Hor, the children of Israel set out on the Red Sea Road to bypass the land of Edom. But with their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert where there is no food or water? We are disgusted with the wretched food. In punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. Then the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents away from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a seraph and mount it on a pole, and whoever looks at it after being bitten will live." Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it on a pole, And whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. When we look at this this first reading, we definitely see a foreshadowing of what Christ would do for us on the cross. As he was mounted on a cross, and he died for our sins. In the same way, the people who were bitten by the serpent, they couldn't do anything to help themselves. So the Lord had Moses mount a seraph serpent, mounted on a pole, and whoever looks at it after being bitten will live. In the same way, we, because of the original sin of Adam and Eve, we couldn't do anything to redeem ourselves, so the Lord Jesus had to do that for us. So as he mounted willingly the cross and was crucified, died, and rose from the dead, he was able to make atonement for our sins. So, you know, and another thing about this reading, I mean, that's a really great message, especially during this Lenten season. But you see, the people, the Egyptians, they're complaining. They weren't, not the Egyptians, I'm sorry, the Israelites. Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert where there is no food or water? We're disgusted with the wretched food. The people are complaining. God was providing for them, but they didn't like the food. Isn't that so much, it's so much like us? We do the same thing, don't we? We complain. We complain about so many things. That's why it's really important, like I was saying in the first part of the show, to try to learn to be grateful, to list. To actually sit down and list 10 things for which you're grateful. Your list can be a lot longer than that if you spent time thinking about it. But it just it helps you to start to develop that attitude of gratitude that we all need. Today's psalm is Psalm 102. O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you. O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you. Hide not your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. The nations shall revere your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. When the Lord has rebuilt Zion and appeared in his glory, when he has regarded the prayer of the destitute and not despised their prayer, let this be written for the generation to come. And let his future creatures praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his holy height. From heaven he beheld the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoners, to release those doomed to die. The Lord has mercy on us. We can't help ourselves. There's nothing that we could have done to be able to get to heaven on our own. We needed to depend on Jesus, and he willingly paid the price for our sins. Now, what do we have to do? Well, we have to cooperate with the grace that he gives us. He redeemed us. He opened the gates of heaven. But what you and I need to do, we need to cooperate with the grace that the Lord gives us in order to be able to get to heaven. But again, we have to be thankful. We should be very thankful. You talk about something to be grateful for. We should be extremely grateful for what the Lord Jesus did for us on the cross. And that's all done out of love. That's all done out of love. Today's gospel is John chapter 8, verses 21 through 30. Jesus said to the Pharisees, I'm going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, he is not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, where I am going, you cannot come. He said to them, you belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. So they said to him, who are you? Jesus said to them, what I told you from the beginning. I have much to say about you in condemnation. But the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him, I tell the world. They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own. But I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him. Because he spoke this way, many came to believe him in him. And you know what? You know the story. Many came to believe in him, but many did not believe in him. Many didn't believe in him because they had their own ideas. Their minds were closed. Did you catch that line that Jesus said, when you lift up the Son of Man? Very similar to the seraph being mounted on a pole. We see that biblical type, as it's called, of Jesus on the cross in that first reading. That's why these two readings are tied together. But you know what's funny? When you look at the cross, the crucifixion of our Lord, the death of our Lord on the cross, it looks like a defeat, doesn't it? It looks like he failed. It looks like he didn't accomplish what he came to do, to free the people, to liberate them. And the reason was, the problem is that people were looking for a different kind of Savior. People were not looking to be saved in the way that Jesus came to save. And that's a big problem. That's a really big problem. This being short-sighted, being closed-minded, it can get us into a lot of trouble. We have to be careful that we don't do that. We have to be very careful that we don't fall victim to that. Jesus Christ did redeem us. He makes it possible for us to get to heaven. And sometimes, you know what happens? We get problems in our lives. We have difficulties. We have suffering. Things don't work out the way we would like. Because remember, we all have this idea of how we can best achieve joy, right? And then, you know, that's a problem sometimes. Because our way is often not the correct way. We look at Jesus and how he can experience joy. We look at Jesus and his explanation of how we can experience joy, and we look at our own explanation, our own method, and they often don't match. Are we going to trust him that following him and his gospel message, following him and his gospel message, will bring us great joy? Or are we going to do it our way? I say we do it the Lord's way and see what happens. You know I was going to say that, right? Anyway, if you have questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Really good lesson. You know, this makes me feel good when I think about this, because I want to be happy. I really do. I want to be happy in my life. Everybody wants to be happy. That desire comes from God. We shouldn't feel bad about that. But how is it that I'm going to be happy? Is it by following my will or by following the Lord's will? It's by following the Lord's will. You've got to try it and see for yourself what happens. Are you willing? If you're willing, I guarantee you're going to be more peaceful than you are right now. I look forward to being here with you tomorrow, God willing. I plan to be here. If the Lord wills it, I'll be here, and I hope you'll be able to show up as well. Remember to invite your friends. Even if they haven't participated up until now, it's not too late. There are still some things we can talk about. You know, if somebody just, pardon me, tuned into tonight's show, we talked about joy. We talked about how to be joyful. We looked at some interesting ideas about how we can experience joy in our lives. Even if this was the first show that they listened to, they could have got something out of it. So you know what to do? If you listen to the show, let somebody know about this podcast. Tell them how to download it, and they can listen as well. You don't have to have participated in the entire retreat to get something out of it. And as always, please let me know if you have questions. I will be praying for you. Please pray for everyone who is making this retreat. And please keep me in your prayers as well. Lent's a really special time, and we're going to try to get the most out of this Lent of 2016 that we can. Sound good? Thanks for tuning in. God bless you. God willing, we will see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful night.